Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast with Find Your Voice with Alessandra. Oh, my goodness. So this podcast is dedicated to my lovely friend, Kimberly. So yesterday, I had the amazing opportunity of enjoying a wonderful workshop given by two incredible yoga teachers. I love these ladies. They're amazing, and their classes are incredible. And the workshop was so fun because we got to do something different than what we do in the regular classes, which the classes are amazing also. But this was an extra additional fun. And one of my lovely friends in yoga was asking me about voice lessons. And she asked me, can anyone sing? Is it really possible? So she asked me about that, and I was exploring my philosophy of it is, yes, everyone can. It might feel more natural for some than others, but if it's your desire to sing or to improve your voice, it is absolutely 1,000% possible. So, and then later we were talking a little bit more, and she was sharing that she would like to feel more confident with her voice. And I noticed that Kimberly is an incredible yogini. She's always doing these fantastic, advanced yogini poses. And it's just incredible. I love watching her and participating with her. We were actually partners in this workshop yesterday, and it's really fun because she's so skilled, and it's nice to watch her and to enjoy yoga with her. I'm pretty skilled too, but she's just next level. So it's always wonderful to be challenged by your friends. And so what I was noticing about Kimberly is she's very, she's, like I said, she's a great yogini. And so when I sent her, I said, you're such a strength as a yogini in your yoga practice. And you're always being admired for that by the teachers, by the other students. And so you can allow that to also infiltrate your singing or your speaking voice. You can use that strength where you're strong with your yoga, and you can apply that same feeling about your voice. Like, for example, okay, so maybe she wants to speak in front of a crowd. She can feel that feeling of, wow, I know what it's like to be in a headstand, for example, and give herself that same feeling of, okay, here I am speaking in front of a crowd and people hear me and I'm heard. That's one way to give yourself the credence, and in her case, the credence that, and the confidence, the curiosity of her allowing her voice to shine, because she shines in other areas of her life. And so she can apply the same feeling, the same experience of confidence to her voice. And it might take practice. It will take practice. I'm constantly practicing regarding my instrument. It's an instrument. It's something that I love to do. And even in this podcast, I feel a little rusty. Haven't done a podcast in a while. And that's okay. So it's I'm practicing in a way. I'm sharing what I love and sharing my expertise, my knowledge, my experience here. And it's so much fun. And so, Kimberly, if you're listening to this podcast, I would just encourage you to play with your voice just the way you play with being a yogini. You're an amazing yogini, and you try things out. It's very easy for you to explore as a yogini, and with singing, it's the same thing. So you can start feeling into people hearing you and those compliments, just the way you get compliments for your yoga practice, you can start feeling into those compliments by your voice, how you speak, how you present yourself, what confidence you exude. There's a different stance when we start from there, instead of just trying to, you know, change the voice itself. You want to change the whole feeling of your being. So I just wanted to share that and give Kimberly a shout out and have, you know, how you use this little play today. I just started my voice masterclass series. I sent out my first lesson of the week to all my students who are participating in the masterclass, and I'm really excited to see what we will discover together and how it will transform their lives. So have a wonderful day. Send me a message, singwithalessandra.com, if you want to take voice lessons with me. We've shut the doors for the masterclass, but if you really want in, there's always possibilities. So let me know. Have a great day.